Lifehouse is on 98.3 The Coast, the best mix. I'm Zach East with music news for Thursday on the Best Mix in the Morning Show. It's brought to you by the Whitcomb Senior Living Community, Live Without Limits. Grammy-winning electronic act Justice is looking for some justice because they say Justin Bieber borrowed their logo for the cover of his new album. The group's management tells Spin Magazine that Bieber's team emailed us in May of 2020 asking to be looped in with the Justice's graphic designer to discuss a logo. We tried to set up a call between Bieber's team and our designer, but the call was never completed. No one ever mentioned an album called Justice or a logo that says Justice. Justin's reps have not commented, but the French band tossed off a snarky Instagram post offering Bieber a design job over the whole ordeal. Everybody has a favorite Taylor Swift lyric, including Taylor Swift herself. She tells People magazine that she's especially proud of a line she wrote for Folklore's The Last Great American Dynasty song. She says, quote, "I'm really proud of she had a marvelous time ruining everything because it's what about what happens when women step out of their cages and run," she says. "It can be a real pearl-clutching moment for society when a woman owns her desires and wildness." Taylor says the song was inspired by the extremely colorful life of Rebecca Harkness, the one-time owner of the lavish Rhode Island mansion that the singer bought just a few years back. And Jon Bon Jovi tells the Irish Times newspaper that he didn't think Living on a Prayer was going to be a hit. He says, "I remember walking out of the room with Richie and I and said, it's okay. Maybe we should just put it on a movie soundtrack. Richie looked at me and said, 'You're an idiot. It's really good.' I said, 'I just don't know where it's going. But my God, who knew? Not us, I can assure you,' he says. 'It was created on a day when none of us had any ideas. We just had a conversation. It came out of that. I'm sure happy my name is on it,' he says." And that is music news for today on the Best Mix in the Morning Show, 98.3 The Coast.